This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, I woke up this morning with a lot of dread thinking it was actually tax day, but it's actually not. It's the 18th. But
it's really just your first opportunity to turn them in. They're not due till sometime in October. Don't let these tax people fool you.
It's just the reminder to send in some little form, right?
Absolutely the reminder. I mean, they'd like you to make a payment, but it can wait till October, too. They're happy to charge you penalties.
Absolutely.
They really are.
Yep. No, good financial sound advice there. I appreciate
Heck
that.
Yeah.
But actually, the fact that it is almost tax day is probably good timing with this conversation to have. It's going to be an interesting conversation. We're joined this morning by Ron Culligan. He is a real estate investment broker with Palmer House Properties. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. We're also joined by our good friend, Randy Krasnoff, senior mortgage loan consultant with American Eagle Mortgage. I didn't say old this time.
I was just going to say, you learned.
So
good friend.
But good
friend
to see you as always, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you.
Thank All you. Right. Ron, lead us off. Take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background, and then give us an overview of Palmer House Properties. What do? How do you serve?
All right. I've been in real estate since 1988, and gradually I started, like everyone in real estate, you start working resales. I got into new home sales, got into management, and now I've settled into investment properties and helping people buy investment properties and take advantage of the tax benefits of real estate. Palmer House is it's a little different than your typical real estate companies like Keller Williams and Coldwell Banker, in the fact that they allow the agents to keep the majority of the money that they earned.
No, so that's
it's
important.
A good draw.
That's great, great. Well, Randy, our audience by now is all too familiar with all the great things American Eagle Mortgage is all about. But just in case, remind them a bit about you and your background and what American Eagle is all about.
American Eagle is all about the client. We're all about treating the client as a person, not as a number, and about getting people into homes. So we go the extra mile, extra 10 miles sometimes to get a loan approved.
That's excellent. So Ron, tell us a little bit about your relationship with American Eagle Mortgage.
Well, I've used Randy as far as with my, as a loan officer since 1998, and being able to find the best programs out there for the buyer, you know, investor buyer. She's has a lot of experience in the lending business, and now she's with a great company that is able to, once someone is qualified and is ready to make the purchase, she gets it done.
Well, Carol, it goes back to what we've been talking about with Randy from day one, is her job is, as he said, quote, find the best programs. And that's mm-hmm. what we, it's not your responsibility to have to find this.
Exactly.
Seek out the help of a professional who knows all that stuff, and that's what it's all about, right?
Right, Randy? Absolutely. Yeah, it's not about just rate. Let me put it that way. Yeah, rate's important. Payment's important. However, working with someone, or let's just say working with me, okay, who can help people get from point A to point B and beyond and work a mortgage into an overall financial plan.
So Ron, inquiring minds want to know, how do we create wealth by investing in single family homes?
The secret to creating wealth in single family homes is hard work. There's no easy way to do it. And a lot of people that try to do it the easy way are the ones that we'll probably discuss later on in this program that are not successful. The key and the difference between rich and wealth is rich allows you to make money right now. Wealth lets you create it over a long period of time. But the secret of hard work in the real estate investment world is finding the right product for the best price in whatever price point you're dealing with, and then having the best people assist you. One of the comments that was made a lot of times is dealing with the professionals. You should always deal with professionals, because a lot of times professionals don't cost you money, but they can save you a lot of money. And that's one of the benefits that I provide, is being a real estate broker, being able to help someone buy the right properties, and it actually doesn't cost them anything. The seller is the one that pays the commission. So why not take advantage of that? And the best way to reach me is always at 404-895-3195. And I can help you with those purchases in the future.
So did I hear you correctly? It doesn't cost the buyer anything?
Doesn't cost the buyer to use the services of a real estate investor.
Right, so this...
Yeah, it's going to cost you for the property. But if you use a broker, a real estate broker, you use a mortgage lender, a good loan officer, those things save you money.
Oh, absolutely.
In the long run.
Well, we've been talking a lot with Randy about different programs where you don't have to have a big down payment. But is there other rules within, in terms of investor loans that require 20% down or something like that? Walk us through what those expectations are.
Well, typically, it's anywhere between 20 and 25%. Hmm. The benefit of working with Randy is that she's got programs that allows you to put 20% down.
Right.
Traditionally, though, you could end up paying 25%. But there are other ways to structure a financial deal on a purchase that can also save you less money down, which is the front end of an investment and then turning around and doing it with a lender like Randy.
Can I add something here too? We've talked a lot about how a lot of home buyers, just traditional home buyers, don't think they can buy because they don't have enough money. And, you know, the same thing with investors is, you know, oh, I don't have 20% down. I'll never be able to be an investor. Well, that's not necessarily the case. So let's think, again, what I do a lot is let's think outside the box. Why don't two or three or four people pool their funds? They can all go on the loan. And then that 20% down payment divided by four is 5% per investor. So can they buy in a partnership? No. Can they title in a partnership? Possibly. Can they all four go on the loan? Yes. Can they all four be on the title? Yes. So now we've gone from one buyer trying to scrape up 20% to four buyers each pitching in 5%. So if people are if investors are looking for long-term abilities to create wealth, to hold a property, let renters, let tenants pay for that property over time so that, you know, let's say they buy one today, they'll buy another one in 2 years, they'll buy another one again in 2 years. So now you've got your core group of investors buying together and creating wealth together. It doesn't have to be an individual out on an island looking to create this wealth. It can be done in different ways.
All right. Ron and Randy will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
American Eagle Mortgage specializes in government and first-time home buyer loans. We originate more purchase loans than any other company in our home market. Our common vision of dedicated customer service, integrity, and product knowledge has proven to be a winning combination for our customers. We guarantee the rate and terms available, as well as fund the source of your loan. We lend our own money. American Eagle Mortgage is an equal housing lender and approved mortgagee by FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac. For more information, visit us at www.aemc.cc or call 678-278-2138, GA-28758, GRMA 36280.
All right, and we're back with Ron Colligan with Palmer House Properties and Randy Krasnoff with American Eagle Mortgage.
So, Ron, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are wondering, how do they get started if they're looking to make their first investment or their first few investments? You know, walk us through that process. How would you work with them?
Well, the first thing that I would do, of course, is do the interview to begin with as far as what they're looking for and what they're trying to achieve. As far as the real estate investment program and what I can help people with is there's a right way to right properties to buy. A lot of times people, I mean, when it first started out back in 2007, when everything started going downhill, the way people were able to get properties were basically stealing the properties, getting them, you know, for 50% discount from the original price. That is one way to do it. Today, it's not that easy anymore. The other way to do it is just to provide the services as far as buying the property and leasing it. And then the other way is to add the value. You can still find some properties out there that you can buy at a correct price. It doesn't need to, you know, it can be 20, 15, 10% off market price. If it's positioned correctly in the market and you've done all the research as far as what rents are running in that area, then you can be successful. The thing about it is the best investment is smaller properties, anywhere between 1,000 and 2,400 square feet. That's where you make the most money from the rentals. The rental per square footage is higher on smaller properties. I've seen people make mistakes and buy 3,500 and 4,000 square foot houses. And you make less money on those. You've got a lower number of people that can take advantage of those. There are some good deals on that they can do it. But the smaller properties are the best thing. Always buy 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and 2-car garage.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Don't you have a formula that you work with? And aren't there specific neighborhood requirements and floor plan requirements? You know, you don't want to go, or maybe you do want to go buy a mobile home. That, however, is probably not going to be a great investment. However, you know, specific neighborhoods, specific, it seems like all the buyers that I've worked with you have had specific, it seems like, you know, a repetitive kind of floor plan size and or model, 3 bedroom, 2 bath, always a garage, or the ability to add one on. I think one of your buyers did that. Add on a garage. And being in a, you know, being in a neighborhood where there is activity. And I think what I've seen in the past is, you know, some people have come to me and said, oh, I want to buy this investment property. And I'm like, well, great. Why do you think it's a good investment? You know, nothing is sold in there. We can't even get a good appraisal on it. Why do you think that's a good investment? So these are the kind of things I've seen historically working with Ron and his clients, is that he drives them to the neighborhoods and to the areas and to the specific properties. May not be the cheapest, but they're affordable and they're in areas that are consistent and or projected to grow. Does that make sense?
It does. And, you know, the criteria that someone uses to buy a house to live in, renters have a tendency to do the same thing.
Right.
But for the investor portion, you know, I've seen investors buy 1 and 2 bedroom homes with 1 bath. They're all great as rentals. The problem is, at some point in time, you're going to want to sell it.
Right.
And selling a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house with a 2-car garage, you can sell those anytime and any, you know, I mean, at any time.
Yeah. So don't buy it. So don't invest in a 1-bedroom condo. Is that what I'm hearing you
exactly.
say?
Exactly. Yeah. Sounds right. Yeah.
and the types of real estate investment is, you've got the single family, you know, which is what we're talking about today. Then you get into your townhomes, your patio homes, duplexes, triplexes, and quadruplexes. Then you have the bastard in the middle, which is the condo. Then you get into multifamily, which is 5 units or more. I always tell people, I try to discourage condos as an investment purpose. You're buying an apartment when you buy a condo.
Right.
And I can put someone in a multifamily apartment complex for $35, $40, $50 a door. Where you're going to buy a condo, which is an apartment, you may spend $150, $200 for that apartment. So you're paying $150 to $200 a door.
Wow.
So that is the whole key. I always, if you're going to invest, you want to start out investing, start out in single family, because there's 2 types of investors. There's multifamily investors, and then the rest of us are wannabe multifamily. But single family is a good start. You start building your portfolio of single family homes. You cash out at some point in time. We do, my experience is I can help a buyer with acquisition, renovation, construction, management, and then the exit strategies. And the exit strategies are, you want a 1031 out, which is a tax benefit because you don't pay any taxes on your capital gains at that point. You roll it over into another property. You can sell it, as always. And then you can also do a lease purchase where you can allow your buyer or your renter to purchase the home at that point, which gives you a higher price and you don't have any kind of downtime as far as losing any kind of money. because they just flip it back into it. Now, Rand is real good at doing that as far as being able to get them pre-qualified and to purchase that home that you want to get out of.
That is that's a good point to make, especially here today on this tax weekend, even though we're not on tax day. We're on tax weekend, the 1031 tax-free exchange. So that's always some, we're not tax advisors for sure, but that's a great thing for investors and burgeoning investors to discuss with their tax professionals is how do I maximize the return on my investment without having to pay tax on it.
Right.
Sorry, Uncle Sam.
Yeah. Hear that. Well, sadly, we're way above time. Ron, before I let you go, how can people contact you? Should they have questions and learn more about Palmer House Properties?
They can call me on my direct line, 404-895-3195. And once I speak with you, I'll give you the 5 points that's the most important things about investing in properties.
Good stuff. Randy, how can people get in touch with you?
404-338-0717. Leave a message. If I don't answer, I'll call you right back.
All right. Ron Colligan, real estate investment broker with Palmer House Properties, and Randy Krasnoff, senior mortgage loan consultant with American Eagle Mortgage. Ron, Randy, great to have you. Thanks for joining
us.
Thank you. Thank you for
allowing me. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review. So on behalf of today's guests, Ron Colligan and Randy Krasnoff, my co-host Carol Morgan, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show. Good luck on tax day.
Thank you. American Eagle Mortgage is a mortgage banker, not a broker. Our in-house underwriting team makes decisions quickly and communicates directly with you on the status of your loan. We process our loans in-house. This means we get to know you as a person with a name and a personality. You are not just another number. We guarantee the rate and terms available, and we lend our money, so we are funding your loan. American Eagle Mortgage is an equal housing lender and approved mortgagee by FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac. For more information, visit us at www.aemc.cc. or call 678-278-2138, GA 28758, GRMA 36280.